Good evening. Reporting just a few miles from the heart of it all, this is Inside the District. It's Monday, July 22nd, 2024. I'm Jordan Levinson, and in this episode, I will round up the most notable news from the 15th through today. Boop, the Betty Boop musical, will begin Broadway previews on March 11th at the Broadhurst Theater before an official opening on April 5th. The new musical, which premiered in Chicago late last year to encouraging reviews, features an original score by David Foster and Susan Birkenhead, a book by Bob Martin, and direction and choreography by Jerry Mitchell. Casting and ticket information for Boop will be announced later. The new musical Redwood, starring Idina Menzel, will begin Broadway previews January 24th and open on February 13th at the Nederlander Theater. Menzel made her Broadway debut in 1996 at the same venue in Rent. Redwood features music by Kate Diaz, with lyrics by Diaz and Tina Landau, and a book and direction by Landau. Tickets are now on sale to the general public at BroadwayDirect.com. The upcoming musical Maybe Happy Ending has delayed its Broadway bow by a month. It features a custom-made set with cutting-edge technology. In a statement, the executive producer Alan Williams said Maybe Happy Ending uses specially made video projections, which are a critically important part of its scenic design. And unfortunately, there has been a delay in production for these custom theatrical goods from the factory which specializes in these models. In addition, the fourth and final onstage cast member for the show was announced. Marcus Choi will play James and others. Choi, who was last seen on Broadway in a 2017 revival of Miss Saigon, joins a company that also includes Darren Criss, Helen J. Shen, and Des Duron. Maybe Happy Ending will now begin previews October 16th and open November 12th at the Belasco Theater. A red carpet company celebration will take place on November 11th. Tickets for performances are now on sale. Mandy Gonzalez is joining the Broadway transfer of the critically acclaimed London revival of Sunset Boulevard as an alternate for Norma Desmond. She will cover for Nicole Scherzinger, who will reprise her Olivier-winning role in her long-awaited Broadway debut. Gonzalez, who has been working on Broadway for nearly 25 years, most recently spent 6 years in Hamilton as the first replacement for Angelica Schuyler. Gonzalez will become the first Latina woman to play Norma on Broadway. Her first performance is scheduled for October 22nd, and she is expected to play one performance each week. Sunset Boulevard, featuring Radical New Direction by Jamie Lloyd, begins previews September 28th and officially opens October 20th at the St. James Theater. In national tour news, a three-time Tony nominee is about to go on a great adventure. Carolee Carmello will play Kimberly Lovaco in the upcoming national tour of Kimberly Akimbo. Carmello, a well-seasoned stage veteran, was last seen on tour in Hello, Dolly! And was last on Broadway last year in Bad Cinderella. Kimberly Akimbo will visit over 60 cities in 80 weeks. The tour kicks off September 22nd in Denver, Colorado. The show won 5 Tony Awards last year, including Best Musical, and recently played its final Broadway performance on April 28th. Full casting will be announced later. And finally, The Last 5 Years, starring Nick Jonas and Adrienne Warren, will call the Hudson Theater home next spring. Previews begin March 18th at the Hudson before an official opening on April 6th. It will run through June 22nd. The musical just launched an exclusive fan ticket presale today before tickets go on sale to the general public on Friday, July 26th at 10 a.m. Eastern. The Last 5 Years will be making its Broadway premiere after nearly 25 years in the musical theater circuit. It features an original score and book by Jason Robert Brown. Direction for this production is by Whitney White. And that's Inside the District for today. Once again, I'm Jordan Levinson. Lights out.